Kelly Jackson of the Pinion Project and Stephanie Allred with Cortez Integrated Healthcare. Welcome to KSJD. Good morning.
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 Hi. We have just, as a community, suffered a suicide of a young person in our area. Kelly, you're very much plugged in as the youth program director. How are we doing as a community in terms of recovery, and where do we go?
Well, I think it's hard, and I think we are definitely reeling as a community. Any completed suicide, any young, old, it's hard. I think as a community, we now need to really activate our resources, get engaged, learn some more, and talk to kids, talk to people about suicide, about this topic.
Talking about suicide, is that hard in a community? Is that hard? Do people levitate or gravitate towards that, Stephanie?
It's a very tough topic. It's a sensitive topic, and it's tough to ask those tough questions when we're concerned about somebody. And I think there's myths out there that says, wow, if I ask somebody if they're suicidal, I'm going to plant a thought in their head. That is just not true. It's okay to ask those direct questions. If you notice a change in somebody, they're withdrawing, they're just not themselves, then don't be shy. Ask them directly. And to support each other, too, when we've all lost somebody, it's important to honor the range of feelings that we're all having when we've lost somebody in our community.
Kelly, have you ever been on that asking end of somebody and said and really asked that question of a young person?
Yeah, I have. And it's hard. It never gets easier. And I think over my career, I've probably had to ask it 24 times. And it never gets easier. One of the great trainings that come that we offer in our community is it's QPR, question, persuade, refer, which is training for people to know what to say, how to ask that really hard question, how to persuade them to go seek help, and then making that warm handoff. And what I love about the training is it's short and sweet. And what that person's doing is they're becoming a gatekeeper between life and death and getting people hooked in with the resources they need when they're going through some tough things and they are thinking about suicide.
What is that tough question, or which are the questions in the QPR? And we're talking to grandparents, right, and coaches and teachers like these and friends. Do you think about empowering all people in a teenager's life, or
everybody? I think that there's nobody that can't be empowered. That just like CPR, right? Not too many decades ago, people were dying of heart attacks, and then we trained people in CPR. We trained them in first aid, right? And that's exactly what QPR is. It's an opportunity to train people. Not to do therapy or become clinicians, but really to ask that question, are you thinking about suicide?
That's the hard question.
That's the hard question.
And as a healthcare provider, we depend on the greater community to ask those questions. In Colorado, 70% of suicides were the individuals who were not engaged in mental health or mental health treatment. So we have very effective interventions and have a lot of great things that we can offer, but we can't offer those things if people don't come to see us. So that's where we depend on the bigger community.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to Morning Edition. I'm Jeff Pope here with Stephanie Allred, who is a senior clinical director at Cortez Integrated Healthcare, and Kelly Jackson. She's with the Pinion Project, and she's the youth program director. Kelly, in our community right now, what are you hearing in the schools, and what are schools doing, and what are individuals doing in the aftermath of the loss we're experiencing in the community?
You know, I'm hearing that youth, teachers, community members, we're grieving. It's a loss, and it's a significant loss. It's a tragedy that everybody is now thinking about how could it have been prevented. At MCHS, they have a Sources of Strength Group, which is a suicide prevention program targeted for high school, middle school age students. And that program is designed to build resiliency factors, right? Because we know youth, they're going to go through hard times. Everybody's going to go through hard times. We want to figure out how to get them out of those hard times quicker. And so Sources of Strength really utilizes 8 resiliency factors. And then what that group does is they build those factors within their school. Positive friends, family, mentors, healthy activities, spirituality, taking care of their mental health, taking care of their physical health, and then generosity. Through that program, they're changing a culture to provide messages of hope and help, and they're breaking down those codes of secrecy. We know teenagers, the first to know if another teenager's thinking about suicide is their friend. And that's really hard. It's hard to tell. It's hard to find the right person. And so the Sources of Strength group is really helping students identify who are trusted adults that we can go to tell them what's going on. And we're breaking down those codes of secrecy.
And that relates right into that QPR, right? So if you have a strong, if we're building on the assets of young people and their communities, and then they're able to get to an adult or even be that person who can QPR question.
Persuade, refer.
Yeah. It's sort of, you go to that public health space of like, hey, we're not having heart attacks so much anymore.
Right? Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what QPR is recognizing the signs, recognizing the subtle cues or even the direct cues, you know, of kids or adults, anybody that's thinking about suicide, asking that hard question, making the ask, and then referring them, persuading them to get help. And those are things that we all do every day. We ask people questions, we refer them and persuade them to go to our favorite barber, our favorite beautician, our favorite restaurants. These are all skills that everybody has. And so now we're just honing in specific to how do we ask the question about suicide? How do we get them where they need to be to save them?
When you talk about refer, is that where Cortez Integrated Healthcare or other resources come in?
Absolutely.
Yes, I mean, we have a 24/7 crisis line. We take walk-ins during business hours and offer a really effective treatment for depression, to support families, to help people recover from trauma, a lot of those things that are risk factors to suicide. We can really help address those. And just like that strengths approach, really building people's resiliency to cope with difficulties that come with life sometimes.
Is our community becoming more resilient, Kelly, as you think about, you know, longitudinally, are we getting better at thinking and acting on this public health issue?
I think that that could be a convoluted question. I think we've gotten better about the topics that we're talking about. I absolutely think we're making progress and great strides in lots of areas. Suicide's not something that we talk about. People are uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable talking about it. And so I think once we open those doors and have those conversations, we can start to make some real strides towards early identification, asking the questions, and getting people matched in with the right resources at the right time for them.
Last question. If you wanted to reach out and say, hey, here's a resource right now in your line of work, where would you tell people to connect? And then Stephanie will go right to you.
For young people, specifically with their Sources of Strength group within their schools, the middle school has a Sources of Strength group, MCHS has a Sources of Strength group, Dolores High School has a Sources of Strength group, and we're working with Dove Creek. And those are ways for youth to actively become leaders within their school to help spread those messages of hope and help. The next piece, if people wanted to be trained in QPR, to call me. Let's get a training, community-wide training, and offer that up. Let's activate our community. Let's get people trained and ready to make the ask.
Stephanie.
For anyone to reach out to whoever they're most comfortable with, I think is the most important thing. Yes, we have healthcare and resources and a crisis line and are there when you need us, but really it starts with whoever, if there's a trusted adult or a coach or a teacher or whoever, the more important thing is just to reach out and share.
Kelly Jackson, Stephanie Allred, thanks so much.
Thank you.